Welcome to the Teachers Live Podcast. This is this week's top five. As you can tell, that was, at least to the listeners of the Teacher's Life Podcast, that was an oldie but a goodie. That was episode 2's intro song. And, you know, I'm married now and I'm in a house. And, you know, my recording station has been put up in the closet to make room for important things. So I had to reuse that one. Maybe at some point when she's not looking, I can bring it back out. But for now, the intro songs will probably be repeats. Anyways, this is this week's top five. The first week back from winter break for me and many other teachers. And the way this works is I name five things that I've just randomly thought about pretty much on the way home from school. And you get to vote. Go to the teacherslifeblog.blogspot.com with all of your extra time and vote for which one that you relate to the most.
Number one.
I find it very interesting that teachers, and rightfully so, expect their children to behave well in a whole group setting and listen and stay engaged. And I often sit in the back during staff meetings. And one thing that I notice pretty much consistently is how teachers are talking to each other, how we're not listening, and you know there's an activity given to us, and we really aren't on task at all. And I just find it funny, kind of hypocritical. I'm not to say that I'm not one of those people, as my Gmail thing goes off, but I just thought that was funny. That's really all I have for number one. If you want to vote for number one, go to the website. Vote for number one. Are you interested in the staff behavior and pretty much the hypocrisy of it all?
Número dos.
I live a good half hour away from my school. And my commute is easy. I just jump on the freeway and jump on about three freeways. And I'm there. And I have no traffic. I'm going against traffic. I used to, when I was interning, I had to go with traffic all the way across town, and man, was it brutal. So all of you that do that, I really feel for you. But my car ride, I want to know what people listen to or what you do. Is there silence? Just thinking about the day ahead or the day that just happened? Do you like listening to news? Do you listen to music? I would listen to music, but I have this truck that has this sound system that is just awful. I have the bass all the way down, and when I turn the bass up, even if somebody's just talking, it just rattles my speakers, and I'm too cheap to put in a new system, and B, it would just get stolen. I've had so many stereos stolen that I decided not to do that. Occasionally, I put on my iPod and put in the headphones, and whenever I see a cop, very quickly take them out, because I think you can get a ticket for that. Yeah, car ride. Do you find it relaxing or more stressful? That's number two. Wait, you have two things to choose from. Do you relate to having a car ride that is enjoyable? How about that?
Number three.
Man, oh man, with all of this podcast stuff and blog stuff going on and video and all of this wonderful stuff, There's so many things I can think about doing with my kids in a safe way. I feel it's safe. And it's funny, I have a parent and a parent-teacher conference, and I was telling him about my frustration with the technology being blocked. All these websites at my district and everything's blocked, and I can't even get on blog pages and stuff. And I totally understand the safety issues, but I just want to be able to do that stuff with my kids. That's where it's at. That's where we all, if you're listening to this, you know, we're doing it for a reason, because it's very beneficial. I don't know about this podcast, but most of them. And so I want to do that with my kids, because that's what they're going to be doing very shortly here in high school and in college. So do you have blockage of technology? Because it drives me nuts. I can't do anything cool. And anyways, this parent, I'm in the parent-teacher conference, and he used to be in IT for some company, and he totally sided with them. He said, I can totally understand why they do it. There's so many things that people can do. And this, just after I just got hit up on Twitter. If any of you following me on Twitter, I sent out a ton of direct messages, and that was only because I got phished. And I was careless, and I just filled in my info. I have since changed my password to all of my accounts. And so, obviously, it's very easy for people to hack in. But regardless, number three, are you frustrated with the blocking of certain technologies in the 21st century?
Number four.
Me personally, I actually have a big mirror. I'm looking at myself right now as I'm talking to nobody. And I'm looking, and the immediate thing I notice, gained a little weight in the face. Not too much, though, since I started teaching. And the big thing, though, is there's a lot more gray hairs. There's no denying it. You know, my body's loosening up, and I don't know if that's my old age. I'm 28. Or my lack of working out, or my bad diet, or my lack of sleep. But I also think that teaching has something to do with it, all the stress that goes into teaching. Can you relate to seeing physical things on yourself changing as you go on through the years? My number one thing is the gray hairs. And yes, my dad was gray since he was 35, white as snow, so yes, that has something to do with it. But am I making this all go faster by teaching? Maybe I could just get a job that... I used to be a valet. That wasn't very stressful. It was stressful for about 10 minutes, and I sat and I read all day. Are you getting gray hairs, gaining weight, more wrinkles because you're teaching? At least you think. That's number four.
And finally, number five.
If there's one thing my wife and I don't agree on, it's the creation and the maintaining of to-do lists. She's a first-year teacher, but her very nature, she's an artist at heart, and she doesn't make to-do lists. I am a to-do list enthusiast, and I make too many of them, and I often recreate the whole list and then just add one thing instead of adding to the other list, just so I can have a fresh list. It's a disease. I don't know what it's called, but I'm sure it's labeled something. But do you make a lot of to-do lists as a teacher? If you can relate to this the most, please vote for number five. And while I'm on the topic, I'm also interested, if you want to comment, how you do to-do lists, because me being a to-do list enthusiast, I'm always looking for new ways to make it easier on myself. So I used to have a notebook, and every day I would just write out the schedule and then all the things I had to do underneath it. So I did that for my whole first year teaching, and I had a bunch of notebooks filled up with this sort of stuff. And then I said, there's got to be a better way of doing this, so I'm not writing the same thing over and over. Monday I would have do this, and I wouldn't do it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then on my Thursday to-do list I'd have to write it again. So I was like, there's got to be some way. So then I got into Outlook, which my school uses. And now I can just have the things I do weekly, I can just have them. And then when I click it, it regenerates itself for the next week. I thought that was pretty fantastic. So I got all of these. And what's funny is I make to-do lists for school and then my personal life. And so the personal life, I've gone to jot.com, J-O-T-T.com. And that's really cool, too. You can actually call on your cell phone and make a to-do list. And so if you got anything else, that's all really I've tried. I tried using my iPod, my Touch for this, but it just got too messy. And so if you have any suggestions or if you relate to this one the most, to-do list number 5. And that's it. You guys have a good rest of the week. I'm excited to be back. Just got a new student. They called me at 8:15. Yeah, you have a new student, and she's coming down right now. I was like, huh? So I'm scrambling to get stuff together. So a little girl comes in. I'm also getting a new student on Monday. And I really like getting new students. It's really interesting seeing how the kids I've had for 5 months, how they take them under their wings, most of them anyways. So anyways, remember, go to the teacherslifeblog.blogspot.com to vote for any of these with all of your spare time. The main podcast page, the Teacher's Life .podomatic.com. The Ning, let's abandon the Ning, people. It's over. There's plenty of other Nings that do many more things than our Ning. So unless y'all want to revive it and get an actual discussion post, I'm about to cancel it. I'm not kidding, people. If there's not some stuff going on, we're getting rid of it. I'm telling you what. Yeah, nobody cares. So, please check out those podcast pages and subscribe through iTunes if you use iTunes. And that's it. I need to get some sleep. You guys take it easy. And until next week, see you.